Well, it's time to play.
Here we go.
Thank you. Thursday.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
Thank you, Mayor Maddie. It's good to have your support from the civic side as, flying solo with you this morning. Heather Lee and family on vacation right now. So, of course, we didn't pick something for the Will It Float tank that was absolutely disgusting. I like to reserve that for, you know, certain personnel on staff that are in the building. Yeah.
Heather Lee.
So we'll get back to that, but it does continue our very nutritious, healthy Will It Floats for the past couple of weeks. See what, a couple of weeks ago we did the turnip greens, which did not float. Then last week we did the corn.
It's cold.
Cream corn. And that sank. And actually I think has developed some, no joke, film and layer on the bottom of the Will It Float tank. That is kind of floating to the surface on its own. So cream corn finally floated.
It's cold.
Just a week later. No, it is today, National Avocado Day.
Avocados from Mexico.
And we have divided opinions on this from you Hank fans already that have chimed in with your opinions. And it all may boil down to its ripeness of this veg. So I looked it up. Technically, avocados are berries. They meet the botanical criteria for a berry having fleshy pulp and a large seed. Those are weird words to say on the radio.
Avocados from Mexico.
Either way, it's high in potassium, but does it float or not? Well, that's up for you to decide, and it'll get you to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. Hank fans at number 9 and 10 right now. Time to dial us up and get in the running here for Will It Floats Avocado Edition. It is the peak of avocado season for National Avocado Day. Fun and nutritious and high in potassium. So I'm happy to say a healthy and wholesome Will It Float today. But are they buoyant? Well, as we've said, it is a 50-50 split on the prevailing opinions of Hank fans up to this point. I initially, yesterday, thinking about this, and when it was suggested by Hank fan Casey out there, I was thinking, Eva, there's no way they're not going to float. They're going to float, right? They're a vegetable. Turns out they're a berry. Does that make them a fruit? I don't know. But these are dense. You can just... So I'm questioning it, too. Well, let's go to the ones and the opinions that matter to our two contestants this morning going up against each other, mano a mano and Will It Floto, for the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels passes. She is Hank fan number 9. She's out of Fort Worth today. It is Brianna. Welcome to Will It Float, Brianna.
Thank you.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. And then going up against Brianna out of Godley, Texas. We got Dawn. How are you, Dawn? How do you do, Dawn?
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. Will It Float? We got our combatants here. And it comes down to you, Hank fan number 9, Brianna. What do you think the avocados will do? Will they float? Will they sink?
Are they whole or are they cut?
Excellent question. These are whole avocados. I did not go the extra effort to slice them. Because, you know, when you cut them immediately, then within 5 seconds, they're brown and mushy and go bad. Which I don't know why they do that. But no, these are whole, intact, with the fleshy pulp still on the outside. I don't like that word. And ready to go into the tank. So, all right. What do you think they're going to do? Float or sink, Brianna?
I think they're going to float.
We got float. All right. So, Don, out of Godley, you're hoping they do what?
Sink.
There we go. All right. I am flying solo. Heather Lee on vacation with the family, so I'm flying solo in studio today. Will It Float tank, of course, across the way. And if you're watching on our Hank Facebook Live, we all just had the discussion. I'm going to just chuck these, theoretically, from one side of the studio where I stand now, hopefully into the tank. So that sounds like a great idea. So once they hit the water, they have 10 seconds to do what they are going to do. Once they arrive at the Will It Float tank. Are we ready on the line? We are ready. We are here on our Hank Facebook Live. All right. In 3, 2, 1, avocado airborne and in the water. Avocado 1 in the water. It is bobbling. It is going down to the bottom. It is there at the bottom. It is currently sitting. Let's put the other one in. I missed the other one. So we have one to go on. We have Will It Float cam. And when it comes down to it, I guess we got a ripe one because, surprise, surprise, out of the catbird seat, Don and Godley, you are our contestant that wins today. The avocado is on the bottom of the tank. There you go. So I guess we had a ripe avocado. Look at that. And we didn't even know it. I don't know where the other... I missed the other shot with the other avocado. It's somewhere rolling around. It's probably in the lobby at this point. Well, somebody will find it along the way. Brianna, thank you ever so much. You never know until you know, ladies and gentlemen, especially with the avocado.
Avocados from Mexico.
Don, you're going to the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. That avocado has sunk to the bottom. That is another
That's awesome.
It Float Thursday. I do think it is awesome. Thank you.